David recommended that I talk about this Perkins Hackathon that I participated in. For some of you who may not know what a hackathon is, it's basically an opportunity to get a bunch of students or professionals together to think about specific challenges and try and come up with some innovative ways that they might deal with those challenges. This particular one, I was pretty enthused about because it was a way of introducing college students, engineering students, design students, to the concepts of accessibility and the concepts of universal design. Perkins invited students from around the country to sign up to be part of this hackathon. It went from 4 o'clock Friday afternoon till 4 o'clock the next afternoon, so it was 24 hours. There were six or seven challenges that they had come up with. Each challenge was presented by one of the blind folks at Perkins, including me. And some of the challenges I thought were a little outlandish, but the idea was not to anticipate that these groups of students would solve the problem, but simply to instill in these guys the need for accessibility from the ground up. Anyway, they invited these students, and there were almost 300 that signed up initially, and then a little over 100 students actually participated. Some of them worked through the night. Most of them slept a little bit. Some of them brought sleeping bags with them, and Perkins had all kinds of food and everything for them, and you know, junk food and stuff, which was really good. It was very well received, I think. There were people from all over the country there. I met a guy from Georgia that had come up for it, and you know, lots of people from around the country. And I think every single one of them went away from that hackathon with the knowledge that, yeah, I need to, when I'm designing something, I need to think about it from the standpoint, hey, there might be somebody who's blind using it, and what can I do to make it more usable, and especially what can I do from the ground up. So that's basically what the hackathon was all about. Some of the guys did come up with some kind of unique designs. Nobody came up with a prototype that I think is going to go on the market anytime soon. But again, the goal was not to get prototypes going on the market, but simply to teach these students about universal design. So I thought it was very successful and was seen to be very well received. Thank you.
What were some of the problems that were presented, Jack?
Well, the one that I did was I said about how I went to the dentist office, and it turned out I had to fill out a bunch of forms that I didn't know about, and I was alone. And the woman sat me down in the waiting room and started asking me questions like, have you within the past 12 months had consensual sex with a second partner and things like that. And they're really, really bizarre, the kinds of questions they ask you when you go to give blood. And I said, there's got to be a better solution than this, some way that I could fill out a form without them having to be so invasive. Another one was about finding a chair in the dining hall that was difficult for this one person. There were ones that related to appliances. You know, how can I read the flat panel on my appliance, that sort of thing. This hackathon was widely advertised in college circles, but it wasn't in the Boston Globe, I don't think. And so I don't know that any of us would have heard about it. They were really attracting college students.
And this was the first one they had, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
But how about the people like you who suggested solutions? Was it just Perkins staff, or who were the people?
There were blind people who are known to Perkins. So like Brian Charlson was one of them. Most of the people were Perkins staff who did it, though. Joanne Becker and I did it. Kate Cadillac was another one. She's a Perkins employee, so mostly Perkins people. We initially had a little stage program where each of us kind of gave a little spiel and tried to really talk our challenge up and make it funny and everything. We spent maybe a half an hour, each of us standing up on stage talking about our challenge and trying to make it serious enough that people would really pay attention to it. And then we were done until the next day. And then after they had had the night to start working on their project, we then became available to them as mentors and would walk around and talk to the different groups. We had one group that actually ensconced themselves in a conference room and locked the door, so you had to knock on the door if you wanted to go in. And they had the shades drawn and everything, which, you know, it was kind of interesting the way they handled it. But these guys really took this seriously because it became a contest. The winner of the contest was a group that faced a challenge that I thought would be the least interesting of all of them. A guy said, it was actually Chris Nagel, who's a programmer, said something about that he needed to have a way of being able to maintain contact with multiple screens at the same time and to be able to keep a running awareness of what was going on at a deeper level than he's able to do with his limited limited vision. And so it was all about coding, basically, and ways of handling it. And they really took, that one took fire and ended up winning the contest.
So Jerry, what was their solution to your forms problem?
One of them, I kind of helped them with this a little bit, came up with the idea of doing it on the phone, where you dial a number and it would ask you yes or no questions, and you would press one for yes and two for no. And they came up with a couple of other kind of outlandish things that involved an iPad, and it would read the form, and then you would somehow or another fill it out. None of the solutions were perfect by any means, but again, that wasn't the goal of it.
And Jerry, are they going to do it again next year?
I would be very surprised if they don't, because, you know, Perkins, like a lot of agencies, are all about publicity, and that certainly got them some publicity among the colleges around the country. So, yeah, I think they'll do it again.